is whole. Let's hoist out our boots and careen. The ice, it doth melt, and the cold is scarce felt. Not an icicle's now to be seen. Let's pull down each scow that hung up in hall, like weapons or rusty in row. Let's cheerly fold it if we've not forgot, for the frost is over now. Let's set up our masts that stood like posts as props to our tents on the Thames, or signposts made with an ancient display while our oars were the great crossbeams. Let's hoist up a sail that was a side veil to hide Darwin with brandy she'd glow, or a roof composed you might else have been froze, for the frost is over now. One night quite out of our sight, as the castles enchanted that be, while country squire whom journey might tire with watery eyes cannot view the street a long way that he came to survey, for the frost is over now. Not a home can he buy, nor an earthenware toy his wife and children to cheer, since Isis doth turn her watery urn, all the pitchers are marched off here. Nay, on the Thames wide there remains not a slide on which he may whisk to and fro. He returns as he came to his country dame, for the frost is over now. Let's tune our throats to our usual notes of Twickenham, Richmond, hey! Sir, scour, sir, or sir, loudly roar, sir, for his dick, sir, you won't pass him by. Instead of good ale and brandy wine stale, let's cry out, westward ho! We shall mortlake make off a brain for tack, for the frost is over now.